Okay, this is the Damon. We had a little bit of a technical problem a moment ago. Couldn't get this thing to read my microphone. That's because I smashed my first headset earlier this evening. I tripped on it with my big, clumsy, stupid feet and tore it to shreds, and I gotta get props out to my buddy, Adam Zarboni. The guy's been my friend since we were like 4 years old. He hooked me up with his headset. Thanks, bro. So it's the Damon here again, barely able to podcast once more, fill the world with completely useless, unnecessary thoughts that nobody gives a flying fuck about, except for one person. I know there is one person out there that is listening to our show because she wrote us sometime after Ryan's podcast. Somebody wrote to us, a woman by the name of Joan, if I'm not mistaken, sent us an email and talking about aliens and that kind of thing. So thanks, Joan, for listening. Hope you listen to all our shows and not just Jessica's. And thanks a lot for tuning in. We hope you keep doing it, and we hope that no one of us offends you too badly to stop watching, or listening. And maybe we'll do some watching sometime, you know, if one of us decides to take the plunge and have the webcam going while we're recording our podcast, but that's not going to be me, because you do not want to be seeing my ugly mug. All right, what am I going to talk about today? I didn't really plan anything, because I never do. Let's see. I wanted to touch on one thing for a moment. The Olympics are over now. The Winter Olympics over and done, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't really been paying any attention at all. But there's one thing that kind of caused a lot of controversy in my house, and that was the fact that the female athletes didn't really get their just props. They didn't really get enough coverage. There was actually one issue of the Citizen, our local big newspaper here, came out, and it listed off this, in the headline, it was listed off this huge list of like 7 or 8 women athletes that won medals, golds, and silvers. And then at the bottom it says, but Canadian men's hockey team fails at, which, who played crap, by the way? I mean, these guys are getting paid millions and millions of dollars, and they go to the Olympics, and they just suck. Our boys sucked. I mean, we did terrible. So forget that. Let's forget about the Winter Olympics. Let's move on. And, you know, our women's hockey team, our national women's hockey team, is so insanely good. So much better than any other women's hockey team anywhere in the world, that people were saying that the games were boring because we were beating them. We were beating all our opponents so bad that the games were actually boring to watch because it wasn't exciting. It wasn't close. We just destroyed everyone. So I also want to send out props to our women's hockey team. And anybody, any women who are listening right now that play hockey, more power to you. I hope you get your own pro league someday. And I hope when that happens, you don't go the route of the men and just stop trying at these Olympic events. You girls can play hockey so damn good. You should absolutely keep doing it. Go out there, kick some ass, make our country proud. Show everybody what you guys can do. Let's see, what else? Oh, since I am a nerd, I am a game nerd, I hunt the web for game nerdity. There's something that's been out for quite a while now. It's called Red vs. Blue, and it's how do I explain it? There's a film of filmmaking called, I don't know how to pronounce this exactly, but Machinima, if I'm not mistaken, or it could be Machinima, I don't know how you pronounce it exactly. It's using like video game captured video game footage and you know, dubbing voices over it to create movies, to create scenes. And there's a website, redversusblue.com, and it's this team of guys, and they use footage from Halo to create a, you know, a constant running narrative. There's, I think, 4 seasons of the show right now. I think they're in their 4th season. These guys are pretty huge. I've heard about them a lot before, but I only just checked them out a couple of days ago. Started actually watching some of the movies, and it is the funniest stuff I've ever seen. Like, it's just some of the best writing. I mean, we're talking like Family Guy, South Park, Simpsons quality writing. I mean, these guys are absolutely fantastic joke writers and fantastic deliverers. They are great actors. You can tell, if you go back and watch some of their early episodes, you can tell that they were new at it, but they've really honed their skill. All the major characters have their own personality, even though they're all, like, it's Halo, right? And everybody's wearing the same exact modeled armor, just with different colors, but all the personalities are so incredibly unique that, and real, like, you know, it just draws you in completely. It is the most entertaining stuff I've ever seen. I want to give props. I want everybody to go to redversusblue.com, click videos, watch all their stuff. You will not regret it. You will be wetting your pants. It is so funny. You don't even have to be into games to like this stuff. It is the funniest stuff I've ever seen. Those guys are geniuses. These guys are absolute geniuses. Their first three seasons are available on DVD through their store. So if you watch the movies and you like it, you should go buy it immediately, because it is absolutely classic, classic humor. You know, the requisite fart and penis jokes and, you know, everything. Up to really clever, subtle humor. Okay, that's Red versus Blue down. What next? What next, I ask? What next? Well, I would like to say one little thing about our good friend Jessica, who's decided to join Ryan and I in this endeavor. Doesn't she just sound adorable? Doesn't she just sound super cute? And wouldn't you just hope that Ryan would have shut the hell up during her first show? Do you think maybe he could have shut up just for 5 minutes and just let her talk? I'm hoping next time, when she does her next show, that she'll actually be able to talk without that goof Ryan interrupting. And let's see, what else? Oh yeah, I've been playing a game that's been out since I think July of 2005. Very popular online shooter called Battlefield 2. Now, I've seen this game on TV and online before. I've seen video of it. It looks amazing. The graphics are absolutely spectacular, but I could not play it before because our computer, well, our last computer, let's see, how old was that? I think we'd had it for about 6 years. We just got rid of it about a month ago, and oh my god, what a piece of shit. It was running Windows 98, so we've been using Windows 98 until literally 2006. Hooray for us. We got a new computer. Two new computers, actually. We got this whole fancy home network thing, and it's really awesome. I love it. I mean, I don't have to. We get Bell Simpatico as our internet provider, and it used to be such a pain in the ass because you would have it on Windows 98, and you would have the little icon, and it would say Access Manager, and you had to double click that, and then you had to double click another thing, and then a window would come up, and you had to say Connect, and then you have to wait, and maybe it wouldn't work, and then you'd be like, oh shit, okay, reboot the computer, try that again. Our computer was so filled with viruses, it was basically unusable. Such a pain in the ass. Couldn't run anything, too many things at once, because the computer would just crash. We got my new computer now. Oh, I love it so much. And it's awesome. It's finally modern and up-to-date. And my friend Dark Discord, he's a DJ on Brain Gel Radio, he kept ragging on me, telling me I should play all these awesome games. And, you know, I was like, oh, I only got Windows 98. Blah, blah, blah. So we got the new computer, and the first thing I did was I told him I got a new computer. And he says, go download the Battlefield 2 demo. And I'm like, okay. So we download it, we start playing, and I am actually blown the hell away by how much fun this game is. It's so amazing. I don't even know how to review it, because it just, like, just talking about it makes me want to play again, and I just, oh, God, it is so much fun. I had got to be honest, I'd never seen the appeal of online gaming before. I never really got it, and quote-unquote, got it. But I start playing Battlefield 2, and I'm sold. I'm absolutely hooked on online gaming. I'm not playing my PS2 or Xbox online right now. That's fine. I'm not going to be getting an Xbox 360, so I'm waiting for the PlayStation 3. When that comes out, I'm going to console game online again, or for the first time, and I'm just totally hooked now. I can't stop playing Battlefield 2. The graphics are gorgeous. Even when it automatically scales down, depending on the hardware you have, it still looks damn good. It is so much fun. There's a really well-integrated reward system. for, you know, exceptional play during the game. There's medals and ribbons and badges and stuff, and you just get them at random. And it's really rewarding. I mean, you're playing the game, and let's say you're having a really good round, and, you know, so you'll hear this tone, this little piece of music, and it'll be like, you've earned a new medal, and it's like, oh, sweet, and you get really excited every time you do. And you're in points, and you upgrade your rank, and I'm almost the corporal right now. It's not very high. It's like private first class, lance corporal, sergeant, first sergeant, major sergeant, gunnery sergeant, blah, 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 blah. I'm almost a corporal. Every time, depending on what rank you get, you can unlock a new weapon. Like, you have these soldier loadouts, these kits, they're called. There's, like, medic, engineer, special forces, sniper, assault, and support. And I play support mostly, because you get a really big, fast, firing, heavy machine gun, and it's lots of fun. But when you get upgraded to another rank, you unlock a weapon unlock. You get a weapon unlock granted to you. And every kit has, like, a base rifle, and when you get your weapon unlocked, you can unlock the next one up. And it's really just an incredibly well-put-together game. The online thing is fast. The menu system could use some work. It's a little bit complicated. And there's one thing that the game is sorely lacking, and that's a friends list or a buddy system. You can't just go in, just boot up the game and say, where are my friends right now? You know, where's this guy? Where's that guy? Because sometimes you'll jump into a game and, you know, you're in squads and you'll find a really good squad, you'll find a group of guys that you work really well together. And once it's over, that's it. You might never see them again. I got hooked up with this guy, DOD Flava. I doubt he's listening, but if he is, we gotta meet up again on that server, dude. Me and this guy and some British fella and somebody else, we went around. Hey, see you, Dad. That was my father. We run around and we kicked ass in that game. It was so fantastic. And it's probably the most transcendental experience of my life. When you get in with a good squad, and they all have VoIP happening, which is built into the game, by the way. There's no third-party solution necessary. When you get into a good squad, it feels like a brotherhood, and it's so fantastic. I'm going to stop talking about this game right now, because this is just making me want to play it so bad. It is so much fun. Most fun I've ever had on the computer. Completely kick-ass game. There's expansion packs for it, or just one called Special Forces, Spec Ops, I think it's called. And I haven't played that. Heard there's problems with it. I don't actually know. Maybe somebody can write me up. Write me an email if anybody knows. If anybody has the Spec Ops expansion, can they tell me if it runs stably or not? I've heard bad things. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it for my show tonight. I've talked a lot about Battlefield 2, but that's because I love it. Anybody that has a computer, which is everybody that's listening to the show, because you can't get it otherwise, everybody has a computer and is into gaming even a little bit and doesn't mind killing a lot of things, they should go pick up Battlefield 2. It's a ton of fun. Excuse me. It's a ton of fun. Hope that didn't offend anybody. It is so much fun. Go pick it up right away. Meet me online. I will shoot you in the face. It'll be a good time. You'll cuss at me, and it'll be awesome. It'll be a fun time. So I guess it's going to be tomorrow or the day after or sometime soon. We're going to get Jessica's second show up, and it'll be awesome. And I guess this is really happening now. We're finally getting this down for real. We're falling into a nice little groove here. So this is Damon signing off. And I guess I'll talk to you guys next Monday. Write me in if you have anything you want to hear me talk about. You can send me an email. I think Ryan... Actually, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to give you my email. My email is mustaine1, that's mustaine1, @hotmail.com. If you listen to the show and you like the show and there's something you want me to talk about on the show or something you want to talk to me about, go ahead and email me. I check my mail every day, so I will get back to you as soon as possible. And that's it. This is the Damon signing off, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Everybody, wrap up. It's still incredibly cold out there.